Heveyamino lisot, my Kura then said to the Sotan, Gire Benach, like I'm going to throw an arrow at your eyes. In other words, I could have made away with the Sotan altogether. So if the second, if I would have got married when I was 14 years old, I would never had a hero chet, and then I would have been a big tantek. I could let you say goodbye to the Sotan. Alright, we'll stop here. But as we said before though, Rav Adam, I mean, if a person really feels that he could get married and learn Torah, then this is Adif. However, Lamaisa, we know it's harder. So if a person is Isaac and learning Torah Shtark, he's Matzliach in Torah, and he wants to continue learning for another year or two, and then worry about getting married, so then the Gedolim says he has a right. It's brought down a loch like this also. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Aflamin Oman Aleph on top. Mar says, Omalei Rav L'Rav Nosen Barami. Rav is said to Rav Nosen Barami, Ad Yodcho Al Tzavorei Debarecha. When your hands are still around the neck of your son, means when you still have power over your son, which means Mishisasor V'yad Esmin Batarti. From 16 until 22, those are the years that a father still has control over his son. So first John Rashi says, is going on the Gemara before, that when is the time to marry you off your son? So from this age, between 16 and 22, these are the years that will still listen to you, and you can give him a good shidduch. But if you wait too long, he's not going to listen to you anymore, so you shouldn't wait more than 22. The Amrilon, some say, Mitimni Sori Adesim V'yabor. From 18 until 24, those are the right ages when to take care of your son. Yeah, this is the first shot the way Rashi learns. The second shot that Rashi learns is, it's not only talking about getting married, it's talking about Bechlal, when to be strict upon your son. That the age from 16, that's when your son is a bar das, that when you understand, that's when you can really give it to him to put him on the right derech. Before 16, he's too young, he doesn't have enough das, doesn't pay to work on him too much, to hit him too much. Mashenkin, after he's 22, then he doesn't listen anymore. Then you have to be careful, maybe he'll hit you back. So the main ages to be madrich, to teach your son the right way, or to be strict upon him, that's from these ages of either 16 to 22, or else 18 to 24. The Gemara says, Kitanoi, really there's a machlokes tanoim. The Pasuk says, Chanoich lenar al pidarkoi. You're supposed to give chinuch to your son al pidarkoi. So Rashi says, al pidarkoi means according to his ways, that this chinuch will be with him for the rest of his life. In other words, give it to him at a time when he'll accept it and he'll stay with him. So when is the right age to give chinuch to your son? We have Yehuda Reb Nechemya Machlokes. Chadoma 1 says, Mishisasov Yadesun Batartin, from when he's 16 years old until he's 22 years old. That's the right age to really give it to your son, to put him on the right road. Then he'll listen to you, he'll be Mekabli Zabardas. These are the right ages. The Chadoma 1 says, no, Mitimni Sorev Yadesun Vyabor, from 18 until 24, this is the right age. This is good according to Rashi's second shot. That the Shiloh, when is the right age to give it to your son, to really put him on the right way, that he has enough das to listen, to accept, and he'll still accept, he's not too old, that he'll just rebel against you. So that's this age. So here also you see that there's a mitzvah chinuch to take care of your kid, even after he's bar mitzvah. The person shouldn't think, once he becomes bar mitzvah, he's put ready from the mitzvah chinuch. Here you see, no, adarab, the yikr chinuch is to put your son on the right road, right way, just after he's a bardas, after he's already 16 years old, that's the time really to give him the right hadrocha. Now the Mora says, ad heichin chayiv odim lumad es b'nai Torah. How much does a father have the chiyah to teach his son Torah? Before we learn it's a mitzvah upon the father, how much? Some Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel kagoyin zvulim ben don. Like this child, zvulim ben don, shelimdo avi oviv mikro mishnah. So first of all, we say the Chiddush here wasn't only his father, but it was his grandfather. So he said also a grandfather had the chiyah to teach his grandson. So it was his grandfather that taught him Mikra, or Mishnah, the Talmud, Halachas v'Agodas, Mamash taught him Kol Torah Kuli, taught him everything. So of course, Mashma, father has the chiyah to teach his son everything. This the Gemara says, Meisvei Havakasha. It says, Limdu Mikra, Ein Malamda Mishnah. If the father taught his son already Mikra, we'll soon see what that means. He does not have a chiyah to teach his son Mishnah. Mashmi, after he taught him Mikra, that's it. Then the rest, the son has to learn on his own. The Yama Rav explains, Mikra Zu Torah. You know what Mikra means? It means Torah. Rashi says it means, V'loi Nevi'im Uksuvim. You do not have to teach your son Nevi'im Uksuvim even. Just Torah, that's the chiyah upon the father to his son. So here's a stira. Before you said, here the grandfather taught his son, Zvulim Ben Don, he taught him everything. Sumar says, true. But kizvulim bendon, v'loy kizvulim bendon. Certain things yes, certain things no. Kizvulim ben donets laikim shalim du aviyoviv. First of all, you see, his grandfather taught him Torah. So we learn out from here, it's not only chiv upon the father, but the grandfather also has a chiv. But v'loik kizvulim ben don, not exactly like him, yilu hosu mikra mishne v'talmud halachas v'agodis. Over there, he was taught everything. V'ilu hocha, but we are saying l'alocha l'maisa. How much of a chiyuv that the father has to his son? Mikra levad, that's all. He only has a chiyuv to teach his son chumish. Not even nevi'im and ksuvim. The rest, the son has to learn by on his own. Now the Gemara says, v'avi oviv mi mechaiva. Is it true what we're saying now? That a grandfather also has a chiyuv to teach his grandson Torah? V'otani, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, "V'limaditem oisam es b'nechem." You should teach your children Torah. So we dashin one time of dashins, "V'loy b'nei b'nechem," that there's no chiv upon the grandfather to teach his grandson. If so, umani mekayim, what do I do with the Pasuk? "V'hoidatem levonecho levnei vonecho." What do I do with this Pasuk that's mashma? You should teach b'nei vonecho, your grandchildren. So Gemara says, "Loy melach," comes teach us like this, that shekol hamalamed es b'nei Torah. Whoever teaches his son a Torah, you should know the halacha is Mala Olav Hakosiv Kilo Limdar Loi Ulabinoi Ulaben Binoi Atsev Koladaris, that whoever does teach his son Torah, it's considered as if he's continuing this learning of Torah that was given on Har Sinai, and it's continuing on throughout all the generations. So it's considered like you're the one that's being mamshav, that's continuing it, giving it over to your son. That's what it means to your grandson, means because your son is going to give it over to his son, and his son to his son. So by you teaching your son, you're going to continue this kesedik learning that's going to go down throughout all the generations. But the actual chiyuv, according to this Tana, is only the father to the son, but not the grandfather to the grandson. So here you see the grandfather does not have a chiyuv. So Gemara says, no, that time before we said yes, who do you makiyai tana? He learned like this tana. The tana you will learn. The Pasuk says, v'limadatem oisem es b'nechem. You should teach your children. Say liyele b'nechem. So far we only know your own son you have to teach. B'nei b'nechem minayin. How do we know there's even a chiv to teach your grandson also? This tana holds you do have to. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, v'hoidatem levonecho levnei b'necho. That you should teach your grandchildren Torah. Im came, if so, ma talmud Lema b'nechem. What do we do with the first pasuk of limaritem oisem es b'nechem, which before we said it means v'loy b'nei b'nechem? So this Tana says no. This Tana says it means b'nechem v'loy b'nechem. Means you have a chiyuv to teach your sons and not your daughters, like we learned before. So kids, so that's what we hold l'alocha, that if the father does not teach the son, the grandfather's chiyuv to teach his grandson. Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kol hamalamed es ben benoy Torah, whoever teaches his grandson Torah, ma'alol v'akosev kilo kiblo mehar Sinai, has considered mamash like this son, the grandson received it from Har Sinai. Considered a kaseid adikam amshelis, the giving over, like the Mishnah Novus, Moisum Masulah Liyeshua, she was Canaan. Kaseid is giving down and it goes back, mamash to Har Sinai. Shinema, the Pasuk says, v'yadatim levanech levnei vanecho, v'somachle, right after that, the Pasuk says, yoy mashur amarach levnei Hashem lakecha b'choyriv. That you should remember like the day the Torah was given Bechor by Har Sinai. Rabbi Yechiya bar Abba Ash v'ched Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Yechiya bar Abba once met Rabbi Shua ben Levi in the streets. The Shadia Disna Reisha. All he was wearing was just a yarmulke on his head, and he was not wearing his regular hat that he usually wears. But Komamti Le'Yanuk Le'Bei Kanishta. He was taking his son to shul, taking his son to yeshiva to learn. Somewhere, Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, "My kulihai, what's going on here? You're going in the streets without your hat, just with a yarmulke. Like, what's the big rush?" Omulet, he said back to him, "Mi zutra is so small. My dechsib, what the pasuk says, v'hoidatem levonecho. You should teach your children Torah." V'somuchle, and right near that it says, "Yoy masher amarat lofnei Hashem lakecha b'chiruf." That mamish is like you're teaching him Torah from Har Sinai. So it's a tremendous thing to teach your own son Torah. So that's why he ran fast to take his kid to yeshiva, even though he forgot his hat in the house. Zemora says, when Rav Acha heard this, so mikan v'yelik, from now onwards, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, even Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, loitoyim umse, did not eat roasted meat. Rashi says that was the meaning, they used to eat some roasted meat in the morning for breakfast. He did not have his roasted meat, his barbecued meat, ademiklu yenuka umaysif umaysvei. Until he learned over what he chazed over first the pasuk they learned yesterday, and then he even taught him something new. And then he went to eat breakfast. Rabba Barafun also was loitoyim umtzi, did not eat this roasted barbecued meat. Until he first brought his kid to the base of Medrash to learn Torah. Omer Rav Safra Mishum Mishum Ben Chanino. My dichsev was a posik say v'shinan tom livonecho. That chura means you should learn Torah with your children, but doesn't say v'limaratem. It says v'shinan tom. See, there's a few drushes from this word v'shinan tom. One of them is atikra v'shinan tom. Don't say you should learn ela v'shilashtem for an extra nuns in the vav. But Asher Zibba says threes. What does that mean to divide your learning in threes? That lo'olam yishalish adam shenaisav. A person should divide up his life in threes. That means shlish b'mikra. The first third of your life you should spend learning Torah, learning Chumash. Shlish b'mishnah. The next third you should learn Mishnayis. Shlish b'talmud. Then the last third you should learn Talmud. That means learn the Gemara, learn the Svaras, the reasoning of the Alochis, of the Mishnayis and the Stiras, back and forth. Rashi says, Gemara Rashi says, it means Svaras, v'taymis dimastimeyem, shomisnayis. Or letaratzum, b'mas soysu zuazu. To be able to answer all the questions we have on the Mishnah, it's like the Gemara does, to understand things, that you should spend the last third. So first the Gemara asks, you can't say divide your life in three, you don't know how long you're going to live. 60 years, 80 years, 100 years, how can you divide up in three, you don't know how long you're going to live. The Gemara answers, for that day. So Rashi learns, liyoyme means each week. That means every day of the week, by start, the first 2 days learn Chumash, the next 2 days learn Mishnayis, and the next 2 days learn Gemara. Tosha says, no, even that's true, because you don't know how many weeks you're going to live. But Tosha learns, it means every single day. Every single day, one third of the day, like 9 hours of the day, so 3 hours in Chumash, 3 hours in Mishnah, 3 hours in a Talmud. And Allah has brought down, they used to work 3 hours. That's how you have your day. You work 3 hours, you learn 3 hours Chumash, 3 hours Mishnayis, and 3 hours Gemara. That's the end of this Gemara. Tosha speaks out, the Beinu Tam says that we don't learn so much Chumash and Mishnah, because if we learn Talmud Bavli, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Bavli means Belula, the Mikra, the Mishnah, the Gemara. That Talmud Bavli is mixed up with Chumash, Mishnah, and Gemara. Therefore, if you learn Talmud Bavli, that's really enough. However, what is this Indian? You should learn Chumash, you should learn Mishnayis, and then learn Talmud, and then learn Gemara. But the Rebbe does brought down Malacha, and this is the beginning of your learning. But Avada, once you go, when you know Mikra, you know Chumash well, and you know Mishnayis well, then Avada, you're supposed to spend all your time and most of your time learning Gemara. Right. Lafikov, now it's new Gemara. Lafikov, therefore, Nikro Rishonim Seifrim. The first people, like the earlier generations, were called Seifrim people who knew how to count. What does that mean? Shoyo Seifrim Kol Oisya Sheba Torah. They were able to count the whole Torah to know how many Oisyas there are in the Torah. Shoyoimim used to tell us that Vov de Gochin, this posik Vayikru Yud Aleph, the word Gochin, the Vov there, Chatzin Shal Oisya Shal Sefer Torah. That's mamish halfway through the Sefer Torah in counting the Oisyas. And Dorash, the word Dorash, Dorash is Chatzin Shal Tevis. That's mamish half of the words of the Torah. And then the posik of is Galeach Shal Psukim. That's half of the Psukim of the Torah. So they're able to count to know exactly how many Oisyas there were, how many words there were, and how many Psukim there were. Now Yechasmenu Chazim Yoar, and that's the Pesuk in Tehillim. Ayin Diyar, this Ayin in Diyar, Chatzin Shel Tehillim. That's halfway through the Oisyas of Tehillim. Vurachum Yechaparova and Chatzin the Psukim. That's half of the Psukim of Tehillim. Now Boy Rav Yezir goes to ask the question, Vov de Gochin. That's what we say, Vov de Gochin. That's mamish halfway through the Oisyas of the Torah. What is this Vov? My high gisa. Is it the first half or the second half? What does it mean it's the half of the Oisyas? But which half is it on? So Amalesi answered back, we don't know, but let's go count and see. Nice is Sefer Torah of Yeninu. If so, let's take a Sefer Torah and let's go count it. And we'll see which side is this well from the first side or second side. So Mara says no. Oh yeah, this part of the Kasha. Like Milo Yoma Rabba Bar Bachona, didn't Rabba Bachona say that it once happened the case, let Loizos Mishoma Shevio Sefer Torah Monom, they didn't move from a certain place until they brought a Sefer Torah and they counted how many Oisyas are there? So you see, it's possible to count the Sefer Torah. So let's also count to see where this Vav is, the first half or the second half. Omalesi answered back to them like this. In Ubiki, the Chseris Yisera is true. They knew how to count to know exactly how many Oisyas there were. Like there are certain words, there's an extra Vav, it's a missing Vav. They knew. But Anam Lebikinan, we are not so buckled, we tackle to not know exactly which words need the Vav, which words don't have the Vav. So therefore, we can't count our Sefer Torah now, because we're not even sure we have a right Sefer Torah. So really, it comes out that every Sefer Torah we have is not so posh, it's kosher. because it's possible to say it's not exact. We have an extra vav. We're missing the vav. So according to the Rambam sheet that I learned to say that Torah, even if it's missing a noise, still it's kosher. It's very good. That about you have rov or the oisius, it's good to say the Torah is kosher. According to the other sheet, there's a wheel that if one oisius is missing, to say the Torah is possible, to really say Shiloh, who says I would say the Torah is our kosher now? Because we're not a bucket, we do not know exactly where the votes belong, where they don't belong. So what you have to say is we have to do the best we could. If we do the best we could, that's a kosher Sefer Torah. But true, if we make a mistake on something we know, then we owe the Sefer Torah as possible. Right, the boy Rabbi Yosef, verse has a question like this. Your boy Rabbi Yosef, for his galach, that's what we just said, this galach is here for the psukim of the Torah. Again, the question was, Mahai Gisa, Mahai Gisa. Is this postik still the last of the first half, or the beginning of the second half? Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back also, Psukim Yulaislam Nuyeh. Okay, maybe we don't know the Chaseiros, the Oisiyos, for the Chur. Let's go count how many Psukim there are and we'll see. So Gemara says, no, Bepsukim Amalei Bekinen. And the Psukim also, we have no right to go and count them. We're not a bucket. We don't know exactly where a Pusuk ends. Why? The Chiyosi Rav Achla Bar Ado, Omar Bamarov, he said in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say, Paskele Lahai Kuro Letlos Psukim. They used to say this one Pusuk that we have for one Pusuk, they used to say it's three Psukim. But the Pusuk says, Vayemir Hashem Moshe, Hini Anochi Bo Alecha B'Yav Onan. And they used to divide up this Pusuk into three Psukim. You see, also, we're not a book, and we do not know exactly how many Psukim there are in the Torah. We can't count the Psukim. Tana Rabban, what's the price like this? Chameshes Alpayim, there are 5,000, Ushmeina Meos 800, Ushmeina Meshmeina 88. Psukim have the Psukim Sefer Torah. That's how many Psukim there are in the Sefer Torah. Yes, there are a lot of Tillim. Sefer Tillim has more than this. Shemaina has 8 more. I tell you, the Asakasha, how could that be? Our Sefer Tillim is much smaller than our Sefer Torah. Moshe wants to say no, maybe not. But since we just got finished saying we do not know exactly when the Psukim end, so maybe in Tillim the Psukim are much smaller there, and there could be this amount of Psukim. There's even more Psukim in Tillim than there is in the Sefer Torah. Now, Chosim, Mor says, Chosim Imenu Divrei Yomim Shemayna. Divrei Yomim, that's missing 8 less than it has in the Chumash. Tana Rabbonim, we'll go to the price like this. Know the Pshat from the Posik Vishinantom, that before we said it means Vishilashtem, you should divide up your learning in threes. Now we're dashing, Vishinantom means like sharpening, Shinun, Sheyadivrei Torah Mechudodim Aficha, that the learning should be sharp in your mouth. That means Rashi says you should always review it to be clear to know how to answer. Shim Yisholach, Shim Yisholach Adam. If a person asks you a question, Shim Yisholach Adam Dover, somebody asks you a question, Al Tegamgem, don't like stumble. The Taimaloi, but answer him right away. But Al Tegamgem, Taimaloi, don't think be stumble. If you, like, I'm not sure what to answer, but rather El Emaloi Miyad. But tell him right away the right answer. Now it doesn't mean if you don't know you should make up. About if you don't know, you don't know. It means though you should learn the Torah so well that you should know enough to answer right away. That you should be able to answer him back right away. Shenemah, the Pasuk says, Inishlei.